All right, time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey at the ready. Here we go. This one is from Sheba in Mobile. Sheba writes, I'm 37 years old and my husband will be 40 in December. He wants a 40th birthday party, but I already have a big surprise planned for him. And it's so expensive that I won't be able to afford my surprise and a big expensive birthday party. I plan to get breast implants for him, and I have it all worked out by telling him I'm visiting my mom for a week. That way I can heal without him seeing me. I don't want him to be disappointed. So do I tell him what I have planned and let him decide what he wants?
You know, that's an interesting thing because, wow, I don't know. That's a tough one, I actually think, because she does have a real problem. Now, the big birthday party will be a memorable occasion, but them new breasts, though,
it
can be life-changing.
For her or him?
But it's interesting because a bit of what you're doing, you're saying it's for him, but you do know it's for yourself. And so now that becomes the issue. The man wants a big birthday party. You could tell him and let him decide. I think you should do. You should tell him and let him decide. And now don't get your feelings hurt when he wants the party and the breasts, because he going to want both.
But ain't no man ask for big breasts on his birthday.
But ain't nobody turning down none either. Don't turn it. That's,
you mad
that's
at it?
The thing.
Anyway, hey, man,
you did what? Okay, what's up? And I don't know how long it take to heal from that, but when you come back, you're going to come back just in time for the birthday? I don't understand what you're going to do, but you got to think that out a little bit. Yeah. I would present the option to him because I don't think.
Could she do one and still have the party? Could she do one?
See right there.
One breath. I can't stand him.
It's called compromise.
That way everybody has it.
Anyway, yeah. It's going to take more than a week at mom's to heal. That's
really?
For sure.
All right.
All right, moving on. Moving on, Erica in St. Louis says, I'm a newlywed and living with my husband is a challenge. He lived with his parents until we got married, and his mom did everything for him and his dad. He loves a home-cooked dinner almost daily, so I want to keep him happy. The only issue is that he doesn't eat leftovers. If I suggest that we eat leftovers, he orders food to be delivered. He's done it more than a few times, and he never asks if I want anything. He's 27, and he should know better. Should I start cooking just for myself to get back at him?
Wow. Y'all tripping already.
Already?
Y'all ain't even ran into a major problem yet. That's what's really... I don't really see this lasting at all. Unless y'all find some other ways. Because right now, you in get-back mode. Y'all ain't in repair mode. And get-back mode gonna get you in divorce court. Y'all need to start trying to figure out some conflict resolution ways of solving y'all's issues. This is a small one. And now all your method is to get back at him. He is being selfish, and you do need to talk to him. You married a selfish mama's boy. You got a couple of problems.
But I do think you need to talk.
Yeah, yeah, he left over. I go up in that refrigerator in a heartbeat. I'm the warm-up king.
All right.
Especially if it was good. Hell yeah. I'll go up in that warm. Chicken. Woo.
Second day, it's so good.
Yes. All right. Spaghetti the next day?
Yes. And all the seasoning settled. What? Mm. Yes. All right. Moving on. Ginger in Arlington, Virginia says, my 20-year-old son is dating a girl that is 22 years old and she's too advanced for my son. Her parents are wealthy and she drives an expensive car and wears designer this and that. I am a single mom, and I've taught my son how to treat a young lady, but this girl runs the relationship. She buys him things he can't afford, and she tells him what to wear when they go out. I don't want my son to feel like less than a man because he's not in control. Will this type of relationship ruin him for other women?
Girl, you need to mind your damn business. You know, you don't understand. Bill Withers said it best. my friend. They feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me that I ought not let you just use me. But brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Oh, so just keep on using me until you use me up. Dave, if you could find that for me, that would be my damn straw. Boy, why are you in it? Did you hear what that? Your son 20, she 22. She too much for your son. He need to know what too much he is.
Grow up. Grow up.
Let him have that, Steve.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, Steve. This was written for people like you and your son. My friends, they feel as though it's their appointed duty. And what they do, Bill, they keep what?
They keep trying to tell me.
And here's the advice that they keep laying out. All she want to do is use it. But this is my reply.
And all that use me stuff.
Come on, use me.
I want to spread the news. That if it feels this good, getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me.
Hey, do it to me, girl.
Until you use me up.
Hey, buy me something else.
All right.
Yeah, what you want me to wear? I'll put it on. Hey.
Run that prank back coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.